Bound, bound, don't go, bound, bound, damn, bound, 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 bound,
Wahoo, Sword Breaker!
Welcome to the Sword Breaker Podcast. Each week, I tackle a new theme. First, we'll see if any of my listeners have something to say from previous episodes. Then, I'll share some ideas about the main topic. After that, I'll give you my list of 8 variations on the theme. Enjoy.
Hey Logan, Jason here. I don't have any recommendations, just want to say I am out here listening. Just been busy, but I really enjoy all the content you've been putting out and really appreciate you. So, thank you.
Thanks, Jason. That means a lot to me. Your Nerds RPG Variety Cast is like the hub at which all the anchorites show up to trade banter and great ideas, and I never miss an episode. So I appreciate you.
Wahoo, Sword Breaker.
This episode, I'm diving back into explorations of fantasy subgenres. This time, I'm looking at two terms that are used in a variety of ways and can be confusing. I want to stress here that I don't consider myself an authority on any of these. Researching almost any subgenre will result in a complex, overlapping tangle of definitions. Why bother then? Because genre can inspire and enhance wonderful content. Think of the terminology as a great place to start, and don't worry so much about pinning down an exact framework for all stories. As far as I can tell, dark fantasy has been used to describe a particular style of moody horror story, fantasy stories with horror elements, or fantasy stories set in dystopian or bleak settings. That last group is where the term overlaps with grim dark fantasy, which generally describes stories set in gritty or harsh environments that focus on people who survive or thrive by doing the dirty work. The name was pulled out of a tagline for Warhammer 40K.
In the grim darkness of the far future, there is only war.
Once again, I find a big split between how the terms are used in literature and how they're used in games. When gamers use the term dark fantasy, they are almost exclusively describing a fantasy setting in which lives are cheap and existence is harsh. There might be evil supernatural forces at work, or there might not be, but the drama plays out among desperate and cruel people. In the literary world, dark fantasy might be about life in small-town America as a 1,000-year-old vampire. I'm going to stick with the qualities that fit best into Dungeon World or D&D games. Here's what I would want to pull from the dark or grimdark genres for my games. The world is harsh and the villains are winning. Characters are faced with a collection of terrible choices. The action revolves around people who do the dirty work, such as thieves, assassins, mercenaries, surgeons, and soldiers. Supernatural elements tend to have a sinister component. You're living in a nightmare, and the heroes are dead. You have a knife, 7 years' experience as a rabid animal killer, and a raging hunger in your belly. What do you do? Eight variations on dark or grim dark fantasy. Number 1, the family. In Meritona, the streets are slick with blood. The Beneventi are at war with the church, and waves of mercenaries converge on the city to punish the heretical family. Old enemies are rising from the ashes as rival families take advantage of the chaos. The grand Beneventi matriarch, once respected for her tactics and vicious reprisals, is declining quickly. The citizens look to the younger Beneventis for protection. Even though almost every household could lay a murder at the family's feet, the alternative is life under the thumb of Cardinal Lazaro, the Bloodlicker, who revels in torturous cleansing rituals. Number 2, points of dim light. The plague of hungry mouths is spreading quickly. Anyone surviving a bite or scratch from the infected will see mouths with jagged teeth sprouting all over their body and will eventually succumb to the hunger for human flesh. Over time, they will increase in size and lose their form and color, becoming pasty, shambling giants. Only the walled cities of old offer any protection from the plague, and they are resource poor, and each seems to be controlled by hateful tyrants or cults. One of the last remaining opportunities for people with skills has to do with transporting goods and people from hellhole to hellhole. For some, the hordes of howling, toothy cannibals, enemy mercenaries, and treacherous overgrown highways beats the cramped cities and stench of human desperation. Number 3. The Body Harvesters. The centuries-old alliance between the necromancers and the vampires has broken. Their wars consume everything. Hell, you can't even get away from them when you die. Number 4. They Stand on Distant Shores. It's impossible to know the hearts of elves. They stare off into unimaginable places as they give their wicked orders. All is placid in their direct dealings with each other. They pretend to be great beacons of honor and generosity while demanding the dirtiest deeds from their human servants. Number 5. One Small Cove. Honeyfoot Village sat in a tiny cove surrounded by tall hills. For most families, generations came and went without ever laying eyes on another town. As long as there were fish in the sea and healthy gardens dotting the hillsides, there was no reason to travel. Then the sea became violent and drowned the fleet along with half the town. With food running short and so many wounded or sick, a small group was selected to get help from the world outside. A single party member returned after 3 days with reports of smoke and violence. The world outside their little cove was a scarred wasteland filled with melting psychopaths, venom-puking vulture dogs, and murder horses. Only the out-of-the-way location protected the little starving village from the horrors beyond. But for how long? Number 6. Heir to the Throne. On the island kingdom of Belazia, no pregnancy has taken hold for 2 years. The king, desperate for an heir, has turned to John M., a mysterious courtier with a reputation for dabbling in the dark arts. Under the direction of the heartless magician, villagers have been rounded up for experimentation. Fleeing to the continent has proven disastrous because the Belazians are considered demon spawn there and hunted down. Their distinctive golden eyes call attention to them, and even when they put their own eyes out, their accents are hard to cover up. The king's mercenaries sent to the continent to kidnap brides were caught in the act, and war is on the horizon. Bless the children of Belazia. They are the last of their people. Number 7. Rebels Without a Cause. We wait in the darkness. Our silver swords hum a song of anger. Murder gave us thoughts of our own. Murder will sustain us. The Mind Flayers are dead, and the Githyanki, we wait in the darkness for you. Number 8. Gladiators of the Southern Empire. Lantimer is falling. The corruption it nurtured in far-off lands has come home to poison what was once the sweet nectar of life in the Golden City. The people starve, and the generals have turned away from their duties to the state to protect their own family palaces. Only the distractions thrive in Lantimer now. Stabby Fight, Blind the Cyclops, Bugbear Maze, Hug the Roper, Barrel of Drunks in the Axebeak Pen, Dig for the Key, Surprise Bulette, Loincloths and Fire Whips, Ride the Fighting Spiders, Flesh Golem Fumble Ball, What Scares Jack, Mystery Potion Wrestling, the list goes on. Thank you so much for listening. And hey, I love receiving calls and messages. You can call me through the Anchor app or send me a note at swordbreakerzine@gmail.com. Tell me your thoughts on this episode or something from a past episode. Give me ideas for new themes or just say hello. Thank you to Ray Otis for my new full-color logo. You can find links to his many excellent games, zines, and blog posts at rayotis.com. That's rayotus.com.
The crew at your table is making demands.
They want adventure in fantasy lands. Wahoo, Swordbreaker! You need some options, and you need them now. They're bored with the owlbears and sick of the drow. Wahoo, Swordbreaker! You're brilliant, it's true, but you know in the end, even the finest can use a friend. With random rambling and homebrewed lists, listener content with awesome twists. Bow, 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 Swordbreaker!